Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric evolution. It is a progress note on Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Gay, G-A-Y-E. His date of birth is, her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective and objective era. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for tele health appointment. Subjective agita. Gaze. And her husband called me this morning in a response to my phone call evaluation through telehealth. But they called me after an hour and indicate that she wants to change her medication. Frances has long history of schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, has history of non-compliance with the medication. She was doing fairly well on Abilify 20 mg daily. However, for the last couple weeks or month, she has been having non-compliance with the medication. When she gets upset, she always make negative comments towards her husband. Her husband filed a petition as she was not taking her medication. Recently, she was treated at Behavioral Center of Michigan and was discharged on Prolexin 10 mg, 30 mg daily, and she received Prolexin Deconate 50 mg while she was in hospital. Detail of the hospital discharge is not available. However, she described that she have lot of tremors and stiffness, and she does not want to take any medication. She is willing to take Abilify 30 mg daily, which I was insisting in the past. Her husband also admit that her medication needs to be adjusted, as she is not feeling better with the current treatment. I further discussed that since she got an injection, the effect of the medications would be washed out. Instead of taking Prolexin 30 mg, she can take Abilify 30 mg daily. I have also recommended that she should make an appointment on Monday to see the response of the medication and will adjust the medication accordingly. On mental examination, she was alert-oriented. Her mood was euthymic affective restricted. She was not showing any anger or paranoid thoughts towards her husband. Her speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, but complaining of stiffness and restlessness with the medication. I further discussed that only thing I can do is give her Benadryl 25 mg twice a day and take Abilify 30 mg daily. She is willing to do that, and I will further evaluate the case on Monday to see if she agrees. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, refusing, non-compliance with the medications, recently discharged from the Behavioral Center of Michigan. Plan: I send a prescription for Abilify 30 mg daily, Benadryl 25 mg at bedtime. 30 days medications was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. I also encourage that she should compliance with the medication and listen to her husband. She promised to do so. I informed to my office to give an appointment for Monday. Progress is guarded. This is the end of dictation. Nirmala Krastogi. Thank you very much. So this is the second dictation today. Bye-bye.